Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, how he loves me. Oh, how he loves you. Oh, how he loves me and you. He gave his life, what more could he give? Oh, how he loves me. Oh, how he loves you. Oh, how he loves me and you. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the glory, and the power, both now and forever. And our soul says amen and amen. Top of the morning to you. Welcome, 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 welcome back to the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries, mentoring kingdom leadership with Jesus Christ. He is the Lord. We are rejoicing in this another day that the Lord God, he has made, from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same. God's name is great and greatly too. Be a praise. I'm your host and your kingdom coach on this morning, Apostle Dr. Alfreda, bringing you greetings from the Lifeway Jesus Kingdom Ministries. We are truly rejoicing in this day. Every day is a gift from God. Amen. TGIF. Today, God is first. God is first every day. But today is a real, real special day because this is Good Friday. Amen. And it is a Good Friday. It's good because it was a good God who made the day. Amen. It's a good Friday because it's a good God who gave his good son. It's a good Friday because the good son gave us good life. Amen. It's a good Friday because the good son gave us good life. Amen. So, amen, we might, amen, be in good standing, amen, with the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Everything good from start to finish, amen, from top to bottom. It's all good. It's not a sad day. It's a good day. Amen. Because Jesus died for a purpose. Amen. It was a purpose in his death. He was very, very intentional. He came for a reason. It looked like he was losing, and he didn't lose a thing. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. The only thing that was lost, amen, was the yokes and the bondages of sin. That's the only thing that was lost. I'm going to tell you what was lost. Satan lost. Amen. Hallelujah. Satan lost. And so we thank God, amen, for this Holy Week journey. Holy, 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 holy week. Glory be to God. Where Jesus, amen, was last Sunday. He rode on a donkey into Jerusalem on Palm Sunday. The same people that was hailing him, praising him, a couple of days later was hollering out, crucify him. Glory be to God. And that's what they did. They crucified him. Jesus was set up and betrayed by a so-called friend. He wasn't a real friend. He was a so-called friend. Sometimes it's difficult, amen, to tell the real friends from the so-called friends because the wheat and the tare grow together. Sometimes people look, the ones you think saved is not saved, and the ones you think not saved is saved. Sometimes the ones you think for you are not for you, and vice versa. Sometimes it's hard to tell the difference, beloved. Only God knows the heart. And the reason that it's difficult for us is to know the difference is because we do not know the hearts of people. See, but God knows the heart. We judge the outward appearance. God judges the heart. So Jesus was betrayed with a kiss, but he took the kiss. Amen. Glory be to God. He had his last supper. A matter of fact, last night, he had his last supper. Yeah, yeah, yeah. It was the last supper for him. Jesus ate just like you and I. We don't know what his menu looked like. We know a couple things. We know that Jesus ate fish. We know Jesus ate lamb. We know that. Amen. Whatever else was on his diet, we're not sure. But all we know is Jesus had his last supper. And he was betrayed. He was betrayed. He was taken. He had 6 hearings in one night. He was taken from court to court and court to court. Everything was illegal against him. Nothing was true. They had all this false evidence. because they was determined that they was going to take him down. Well, Pilate washed his hands, did not make him innocent, however, but he washed his hands, gave him up, and they took him, scourged him, beat him. I'm talking about Jesus took a beat down. Glory be to God. But hallelujah, he went through it. He went through it, carried his own cross for as far as he could take it. Glory be to God, up Golgotha's hill. Glory be to God. And they actually put the nails, glory be to God, in his hands and in his feet. They nailed him to the cross because crucifixion was the most terrible death in the time for the Romans. Amen. And it was a sinner's death. It was a sinner's death. He died between two thieves. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. But he died. But Jesus did die. And hanging out there on the cross, he found enough strength. My God. In his dying breath, he found some last words. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And beloved, amen, the last words are so important. When our family members and friends, amen, when they're in the hospital or in hospice or whatever, and the doctor, medical staff, they see that, hey, this person is about to slip out of here. They get on the telephone. They call the family. They say, you better come. You better come right now because they ain't going to be here much longer. And people will get on airplanes, trains. They will travel far to get near the person that's transitioning. Why? Just to hear the last words. Oh, them last words is important. Yes, it is. Jesus had some last words. Amen. The first of them last words, amen, that Jesus, amen, could muster up after they had beat him the way they beat him, after they tore him, Jesus' flesh was ripped. I'm not talking about no extension cord webs, beloved. I'm talking about his skin was ripped off of his body. The cat of nine tails, glory be to God, when they threw that on Jesus' back, and when the whip came back, the skin and the flesh came back and parts of his bone. Oh, yeah. You could see the Jesus' bone. He suffered. See, I'm not talking about beating up somebody. I'm talking about the man suffered. But what did Jesus say? Jesus said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Beloved, here we still see God never stopped loving. Jesus never stopped loving us, even in the midst of his pain. He still had compassion, even in the midst of his pain. Glory be to God. Redemption. Salvation was still on his mind, even in the midst of his pain. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. Woo. Hallelujah. Thank you. And he used that pain, amen, to show compassion. Hallelujah. Isn't that something? Instead of using that pain to hold a grudge, he chose to use that compassion, to show compassion. Hallelujah. And Jesus didn't stop there, because after he asked God to forgive him, and God did forgive him. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Because his position on the cross did not stop his communication with his Father. Isn't it something how you can still talk to God in a bad place? You can still talk to God in a tight place? Jesus didn't stop communicating with the Father. Oh, somebody said, I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall continually be in my mouth. I'm not going to stop talking to God because I'm not getting my way. I'm not going to stop talking to God because I'm in pain. I'm not going to start talking to God because I'm in a tight place. But I said, I'm going to still keep talking to God. And here he was talking to God. Then he got the second word out of his mouth. Glory be to God. The two thieves, one on the left, one on the right. One was a little arrogant. Well, if you be Jesus, save yourself and save me too. But the thief on the other side said, hush your mouth, boy. Well, don't you know who you're talking to? And he humbled himself on the cross and asked Jesus. He said, Jesus. He didn't say Jesus, but he said, remember me. When you come into paradise, and Jesus said, today, not tomorrow, not after you get down and get baptized. Come on, somebody. He didn't say get off the cross and be baptized. Yeah, got you there, huh? He said, today, I tell you that you shall be with me
in paradise. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Even at the last moment. At the last moment, you see that you can call on Christ. So I wouldn't advise you to wait till the last moment because you don't know how you're going to leave here. Don't know when, don't know where, don't know how. I don't advise you to wait till the last moment. But even at the last moment, somebody said he's a very present help in the time of trouble. Well, oh, glory be to God. Well, Jesus didn't stop there, beloved. Matter of fact, Jesus didn't have to say a mumbling word, but his communication with his Father never ceased. Oh, glory be to God. Then he came with the third set word. Glory be to God. Jesus took time, even in his death, amen, to care for the widows. Ha, come on, somebody. To care for the orphans. Come on, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Thinking about somebody else, even in his last. Let me tell you something. Glory be to God. Jesus died empty. Jesus didn't die full, beloved. Jesus died empty. Hallelujah. He gave all he got. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. And here he was making sure that his mother was taken care of. No doubt Joseph, his father, his stepfather had died. Amen. And he wanted to make sure, amen, that somebody's going to take care of his mama. Because I always love my mama. She's my favorite girl. You only get one. You only get one, girl. Oh, he loved his mama. He loved his mama. He said, John, that John and his mother was at the cross. Now, ask me, where was the other disciples? Well, we'll talk about that at another time, but they wasn't there. They wasn't there. But let me tell you something. A mama, can you imagine what was going on in Mary's heart to see her son up on that cross? Huh? Let me tell you something. A mama, amen, going to go the last mile away with their child, even if you're 33 and a half years old. She said, this is my boy. Oh, yeah, baby, you better back up off of mothers. And he said, we better leave mothers alone. You don't mess with no mother's baby. I don't care how old they are. And she was right there. Amen. And John considered himself to be Jesus' favorite disciple. Glory be to God. But Jesus made sure that John would say, John, you got a mother here. I'm leaving my mother, but now she's your mother. And mom, this is your son. Glory be to God. Look at Jesus. Hallelujah. Taking care. Hallelujah. A business. Even, amen, in his dying breath. Glory be to God. Then Jesus went on, amen, stretched out there on the cross for three hours. Is a, woo, look, 3 hours is a short time, but it's a long time if you're dying that type of death. You hear what I'm saying? But Jesus came out with the fourth word. My God, my God, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? Glory be to God. Had God forsaken Jesus? Absolutely not. For the first time, beloved, God turned his back for a moment because what happened here, Jesus took on the totality of sin. He took on sin for the whole human race, mankind, from Adam and Eve all the way down to the end. Everybody sinned, past, present, and future. Oh, can you imagine? We know what one sin, the devastation and the consequences of one sin, one person's sin, one choice. Here, Jesus took on everybody's sin, everybody's choices, everybody's. And so, beloved, God turned his back on sin and not on Jesus. You hear what I'm saying? But he felt disconnected. It was disconnected. Hallelujah. Have you ever had a disconnected moment? Glory be to God. Hallelujah. What do you do when you can't hear from God? For one moment here, Jesus could not hear from God. What do? Glory be to God. Hallelujah. But I'm going to tell you what Jesus didn't do. He didn't give up. Somebody say, don't give up. Somebody say, keep going. Keep going. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. As one of our elaborators, amen, last night we recorded our seven last sayings. Amen. Glory be to God. It's going to be broadcast today. Glory be to God. Trust them when you can't trace them. Hallelujah. Stick to the plan. Stick to the plan, baby. Stick to the plan. God is not forsaking you. I know you feel disconnected. I know you feel like you're between a rock and a hard place. I know you feel like you're in a hard way of life. I know like you feel like you're in this thing all by yourself. Can't see God, can't feel God, can't taste God. Lord, what's going on? Hallelujah. But don't give up and don't quit. Be steadfast and unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. Inasmuch as ye know that your labor is not in vain. Oh, glory be to God. Well, as Jesus, amen, had given everything out, glory be to God. The Bible says when Jesus saw that everything was fulfilled, Jesus looked around and saw everything was done. He's going down his spiritual checklist and saw, amen, that he had did everything that the Father required of him to do. Everything was finished. Hallelujah. Everything was accomplished. He said, I'm thirsty now. I'm thirsty. Because there's nothing left. There's nothing left. Glory be to God. Not a drip. He had gave it all out, beloved. Hallelujah. Jesus died empty. He was thirsty. He said, I'm dry. Beloved, let me tell you something. The Bible says, blessed is he who hungers and thirsts after righteousness, for you shall be filled. God wants you to be thirsty for the living waters. Thirsty, hallelujah, for God, the rivers of water. So when you drink it out of that well, amen, that never runs empty and never runs dry. Glory be to God. He had given it all out. The virtue was gone. Everything I got, I give. Come on, beloved. It's more blessed to give than to receive. Jesus gave it all. All to him I owe. Sin has left a crimson stain. He washed me white as snow. Then Jesus said, Jesus wasn't finished yet. Here he is, puffing and huffing. Glory be to God. But he never stopped communicating with the Father. Glory be to God. He didn't say, well, you know, I ain't got no more words left. I ain't talking. Hallelujah. I ain't talking. I don't understand. Glory be to God. Because you got to remember, Jesus, hallelujah, he died as the Son of Man. Oh, glory be to God. But he was able, amen, to push out the words, it's finished. He finished. He said, It's done. Somebody say it's finished. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah, beloved. It's nothing like finishing, hallelujah, a project. It's nothing like finishing. It's nothing like finishing the job. It's nothing like finishing the books. It's nothing like finishing your education. It's nothing like finishing that assignment, finishing your housework, whatever you're working on. It's nothing like finishing it, getting to the goal. You didn't quit. You didn't stop in the middle. You didn't make any excuses. Glory be to God. Beloved, I'm reminded of our brother Paul. Amen. In 2 Timothy, amen, chapter number 4, verse number 7. Brother Paul, when he got to the end of his journey, he said, I have fought a good fight. Ah, come on, somebody. Hey, somebody say, fight. Fight like you want to win. Fight the good fight of faith. He said, I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. Henceforth, there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day, and not to me only, but unto all them that love his appearing. Brother Paul said, I finished. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. I went full course. I went full circle. Jesus said, I finished. Hallelujah. He said, hallelujah. I didn't do. Hallelujah. My grandmother used to sing a song, Lord, help me to make 100, because 99.5 just won't do. No, Jesus didn't go 99.5. Jesus didn't go 99.75. Jesus didn't go 99 9/10, but Jesus went 100. You want to keep something 100? Well, that's where Jesus went. Jesus went 100. He finished the course. He said, it is finished. Beloved, will you allow God to finish in your life? Will you allow God to help you to get to the point where you say, I'm finished with this sin. I'm finished with this attitude. I'm finished with walking in the wrong direction. Will you get to a finishing point in your life? Glory be to God, where you can submit and surrender. That I'm finished with my own will. But I'm going to submit and surrender to the will of God. Oh, hallelujah. And to God be praised. Jesus did it. Jesus did it. It was a setup, beloved. It was a setup. If Satan knew the plan of God and why Jesus had to come the way he came, why Jesus had to live the way he lived, and why Jesus had to die the way he died, glory be to God, Satan would not have killed Jesus. Because this was Jesus' legal right of getting the crown back that Adam lost in the garden. Ah, my God, my God, my God. Somebody say hallelujah. Woo! It is finished. There was one more saying, beloved. Amen. Father, into thy hands I commend thy spirit. We're going to come back tomorrow and talk about that one because we got some stuff we want to say. Hallelujah. Beloved, hallelujah, will you make up your mind today that you're finished? Jesus made a whole, will you make up your mind today you're finished? You're finished with your carnal ways. You're finished. The Bible says, be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. Proving those things, beloved, which are good and acceptable unto the Lord. Will you say, I'm finished. I'm finished. I'm sick and tired. I'm finished trying to do it my way. I'm finished worrying. I'm finished with the stress. I'm finished with the drama. Finished with the disobedience. I'm finished with the gossiping. I'm finished. I'm finished. It's over, baby. It is over. This is the last day. Come on now. It is finished. Jesus did it. It was a home run. Jesus finished the mission, y'all. Somebody say hallelujah. Somebody say, I'm glad he came. Somebody say, oh, baby, this is a good Friday. This ain't no sad Friday. I know you got your jewelry on and you got the symbol of Jesus on the cross. Baby, look, let me tell you something. Jesus is not on no cross. This is a good Friday. Hallelujah. Jesus completed his course. And we want to cry out to you today, please do not allow Jesus' death to be in vain in your life. You must be born again. You must be born again. Glory be to God. Today is your moment. You must be. Jesus paid the price. Hey, man, he paid a debt he did not owe. Glory be to God. He paid the price for your redemption. He paid the price. Glory be to God that we are restored back to God. The veil of the temple was rent in twain from the top to the bottom, which means that no man could have done it. So now the curtains were open. We do not need the Pope and the intercessors and all those other people that you go and confess your sins to. Let me tell you something. It ain't biblical. You don't need them. The curtains have been rent. We have access straight to God through Jesus. That's all you need. Hallelujah. Jesus paid it all. He finished his race. Will you finish yours? Will you finish yours? It is appointed unto man once to die, and after that to judgment. It is not God's will that any man should perish, but that all will come to repentance to eternal life. Because if you will believe in your heart and confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus, you shall be saved. Glory be to God. That's all you got to do. And you hear it all the time. You say it's real simple. I'm going to do it. And you never get around to doing it. And you do it half-heartedly. You do it when you get in trouble. But you didn't really mean it. You just want to get out of trouble. You just said it when you thought you was going to die. You really didn't mean it. You just didn't want to take a chance on dying and not go to heaven. Make Jesus Christ your Lord. When you make Jesus Christ your Lord, amen, being your Savior is one thing. He saves your soul. Being your Lord is another thing. When Jesus Christ is your Lord, he's the Lord. He calls the shots. He rules. He sets the plans. He tell you what you're going to do, what you're not going to do, and he tell you when you're going to do it. That's what it means to be your Lord. When Jesus is your Lord, you follow him. He is your shepherd. You follow him. Where he leads me, I will follow. Where he leads me, I will follow. Where he leads me, I will follow. Yeah, I'll go with him, with him. Oh, way. Hallelujah. 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 Good Friday. Good Friday. Beloved, we are compelled to go into the highways and the byways and compel men and women to come. Go into the highways and the byways. Your highway may be on your way to work today. Somebody else's highway may be on the way to the supermarket. Somebody else's highway may be in an Uber car on the way to the doctor. Amen. You go into the highways and the byways, and you let everybody know it's a good Friday. It's a good Friday. Glory be to God, because Jesus loves you. Because Jesus loves you. And he died. Hallelujah. But he didn't stay dead. Because 3 days later, he rose again. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. We want to invite you to come back tonight. We will be praying tonight. Praying. Hallelujah. Singing, rejoicing. Hallelujah. On this Good Friday, on our Friday night praise party. What y'all coming together for? We rejoice in Jesus' death. Now, the unsaved person ain't going to get with you, but that's okay. They'll be all right. They're going to be all right. Glory, because they don't know they're about to die too. Amen. In the spirit. Amen. They about to give their life to Christ. Amen. That they may die to the flesh and live in the spirit. Come on, somebody. And invite somebody tonight. Invite somebody. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. So come on back with us at 9 o'clock tonight. Amen. For our Friday night praise party. I don't know what the theme is, but the most important thing, Jesus is going to be there. The one who died some 2,000 years ago, going to be at the party tonight. Yeah, the living dead. Huh? Glory be to God. Come on, amen. Let's sing our songs and share our testimonies and read our scriptures and just rejoice. Amen. In Jesus' name. And we'll also be praying at 12 o'clock today. Come on, let us pray. Jesus had a life of prayer. This is what Jesus did. Amen. Now, tomorrow, what we want to do, amen. Glory be to God. I was in a recording studio last night. I couldn't do it last night. We want to have Holy Communion. We want to have Holy Communion tomorrow. Glory be to God. We realize it's Sunday. We don't know how Sunday's going to flow out with a lot of you. Amen. So let's have Holy Communion tomorrow. Bring your matzah. Bring your bread. Bring your breadcrumbs, your pretzels, your potato chips. It's all symbolic. You don't have to run out to the store and buy a box of matzah and some grape juice or some wine. You ain't got to do all that. Now, you know you're probably going to do the wine anyway, but for your own personal pleasure, I ain't got nothing to do with that. All right, but come on, it's all symbolic. We're going to bless it tomorrow, and we are going to partake of Holy Communion. Amen. We're going to eat the body and drink the blood, and there's a blessing in the broken body, amen, and in the shed blood, amen, of Jesus. All right, that is it for today. That is it. We bless the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. At 12 o'clock. Oh, wait a minute. Wait a minute. Hold it. Back it up. Back it up. Back it up. Back it up. Cancel 12 o'clock noonday prayer. Cancel noonday prayer today. Our 12 o'clock service is on. We want to be on one accord. Come and join us at 12 o'clock. Okay. Facebook, YouTube, LinkedIn, Twitter, Google TV, Roku TV, Apple TV, whatever you got. At 12 o'clock, our seven last sayings, amen, on the seven last sayings of Christ, amen. So join us. That's going to be aired at 12 o'clock promptly. So there will not be a 12 o'clock altar prayer today. We don't want a conflict of interest. Amen. You don't want, that's the spirit of Absalom. That's the spirit of Absalom. Spirit of Absalom is say if we have something going on in our ministry at 7 o'clock. But then somebody else want to do something in the ministry at the same time. That's the spirit of Absalom. That's the spirit of division. You got to be real, real careful with that too. Real, real careful. Real, real careful. It's like somebody else coming up out of this ministry and say, you know, Pastor, I'm going to start my own ministry. Okay, fine, fine. Okay, I'm going to do my prayer meeting. Okay, good. When, what time yours going to be? 6 o'clock? Oh, that's the same time ours is, 6 o'clock. That's spirit of Absalom. Why you couldn't do yours at 7 o'clock or 8 o'clock or 5 o'clock? You got to be real careful with that thing. All right, so we will have our seven last sayings, 12 o'clock. Amen. And then we'll be back tonight at 9 o'clock. Amen. For our Friday night praise party. Today is offering day here at the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries. Amen. We thank God. Amen. Hallelujah. The gospel is free. Amen. But it takes money to do ministry. And we want to thank God. Amen. Hallelujah. For the bills being paid. Thank God that we can go. Thank God that we can plan. Thank God that we can expand. Thank God for everything. Amen, that the Lord is doing. Amen. And so, beloved, when you partake, amen, when you sow into the soil of God's word, when you sow, glory be to God. The way Bishop Lambert puts it, all right, say you don't have a car. You don't have a car, so you don't have no car payments. Whoo, good for you. You don't have no car payments. You ain't paying no car insurance. You don't have to put no gas in. You don't have to put no maintenance in. So, hey, so as like Bishop Lambert said, so you should have a couple dollars. You should have a couple dollars. But you're riding with somebody else all the time. You're riding with them. See? So now you should have no problem going into your pocketbook, giving them some money for gas. So, beloved, the thing is this, if you're driving, if you're the driver, if you're the passenger, glory be to God, if you put money in the gasoline tank or whatever, everybody is being blessed. The work of the Lord is being done. If you can't go, amen, you support those who do go. Amen. If you can't serve, you support those who do serve. Glory be to God. And everybody, amen, come, we build the wall together, and everybody gets a blessing, everybody gets a crown. And the Lord is glorified. Amen and amen. Several ways you can sow into this ministry. Amen. Go straight to our website at lifewordjesus.org. Lifewordjesus.org. Hit the connect button there. Take it straight to PayPal. Amen. And you can sow. Amen. Our Cash App address is $LifeWordJesus. LifeWordJesus. And our mailing address is P.O. Box, Post Office Box 461. Glenside, G-L-E-N-S-I-D-E, Glenside, Pennsylvania, 19038. Thank you so much for your giving. If you gave your life to Christ today, welcome to the family of God. Please let us hear from you so we can pray with you and pray for you. Everybody have a good day. Amen. Enjoy our seven last sayings today. Glory be to God. Come on back tonight at 9 o'clock for our Friday night praise party. And Lord's willing, back here tomorrow morning, amen, for the day before the resurrection. Woo! The day before the resurrection as we partake in our Holy Communion on tomorrow. Amen. Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, we bind absolutely every spirit of retaliation. Help us not to be in the right place at the wrong time today. We cancel bad news, cancel tears, cancel sorrow. Father God, it will not take root. It will not prosper. It will not come to pass. Father God, we thank you for this Good Friday. We bless the Good Friday services all around the world. Father, everybody will be having Good Friday services. We thank you because it is a Good Friday. Anoint the preachers that are standing and say it. Father God, as the broadcast goes across the airwaves today, Father God, in our ministry and other ministries, Father God, the word will be free today. Father God, help somebody to grab hold of it. Help somebody to grab hold of the word. Amen. Hallelujah. Faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God, and give their life to you, their Father God, through faith, by grace. And we say thank you. Meet us back here at 9 o'clock tonight. Father God, bless the host, Minister Joanne Thurman. Father God, keep us strong. Father God, isolated from evil, danger seen and unseen. And Father God, help the people to come out tonight and participate and to bring somebody with them. The good news on this Good Friday, because it is a Friday to celebrate, Father God. And we put the service in your hands. We put the day in your hands. We put the Good Friday service in your hands. Everything in your hands, Father. And we thank you, we bless you, and we praise you. Now unto him was able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory, for exceeding joy to the only wise God, our Savior, the glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forevermore. And the church said, amen, 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 and amen. And Satan is defeated, darkness is dispelled, and Jesus Christ is the King of kings and the Lord of lords. I love you. Home run. Let God finish in you, baby. Let him finish it. He said he will finish that which he has begun. Let him finish it. Amen. Hallelujah. God bless you. Signing out. Pastor Alfreda. Love you, love you, love you.
Hallelujah. You have won the victory. Lift up your voice and say now. You have won it all for me, and
stretch out your hands, stretch out your hands, stretch them out.
He's alive.
He's alive.
He's alive.
He's alive.
But he's alive.
Oh.
He's not dead.